God, throw his love tonight.
Amen.
Throw his mercy. Throw his compassion.
Amen.
And thank God for that service this morning.
Amen,
great service this morning, wasn't it?
Yes.
Amen. Let's just press in and see what God's got for us tonight. Hallelujah. Believe God has something for us tonight. So we're going to look at tonight a couple of verses here, well, some verses in a couple of different chapters. Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. Amen. God is so good, isn't he?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord God
is
upon me.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of sight, and open the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Now let's look at Luke 4, verses 4. Now we're gonna begin reading at verse 14 and going down to verse 19, the 18th and 19th verses of the verses that we're going to cover here tonight. But let's begin at verse 14. Luke 4, verses 14 through 19. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of God. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And let's read verse 20. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And all the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Let's bow heads. Father, thank you for the word of God. For thy word is forever settled in heaven, Lord. Cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word, Lord. Just have your way tonight, Lord God. Speak through these lips of clay, Lord. Just, oh God, help us to be led by thy spirit, and to get your perfect will done tonight, Father, in Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. After he had been tempted of the devil 40 days. You know, Jesus, he was baptized by John in the River of Jordan, and when John baptized him, he came up straightway out of the water, and the heavens was open unto him, and there descended upon him the Spirit in the form of a dove. Isn't that right? And a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And Jesus, after that, Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness. Mark said he was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And he was tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. And afterward he hungered. But Jesus defeated the devil by giving him the word, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. That's what it takes, the word of God. We have to know the word of God. We have to love God's word, know God's word in order to defeat the devil. Because the devil is a liar. The devil twists God's word. Hallelujah. But we that know God and love God, we and we're able to tell it like it is. Speak the truth. Isn't that right? And that's what we must do in order to please God. Now, this description of the Messiah in Isaiah 61 and its anointing relates to the Messiah's mission or ministry. For Isaiah describes more directly his spiritual character and stature. When Jesus began his ministry, he quoted these verses and applied them to himself. Luke 14 and 19. In order to fulfill his ministry, Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost. Isn't that right? Let's look at Isaiah 42 verse 1. Isaiah 42 verse 1. Let's look at that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 42, verse 1.
Behold, my servant whom I uphold.
My servant whom I uphold.
My elect.
My elect.
In whom my soul delighteth.
In whom my soul delighteth.
I have put my spirit upon him.
Mm-hmm.
I will bring forth justice to the Gentiles.
I will bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. And let's look at, hallelujah, talking about Jesus here. All right, so let's look at Philippians 2:7. Philippians 2:7. Hallelujah. Philippians 2:7. God is good, isn't it? Start at verse 7. Let's see. Hallelujah. Talking about Jesus here. Made himself no reputation. He was made in the likeness of men. Isn't that right? Jesus was the second Adam. Isn't that right? The first Adam was of the earth, earthy. The second Adam was the Lord from heaven.
Amen.
Isn't that right? And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Read it.
Even and became obedient to the point of death.
Mm-hmm.
Even the death of the cross.
He died on the cross, didn't he?
Amen.
Jesus said, no man take my life, but I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up again. He laid his life down, didn't he? Amen. He denied himself. He humbled himself. Hallelujah. And he died on the cross for you and me. But he rose the third day, didn't he? According to the scripture. He said, hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. He laid his life down that we might be saved. And I thank God for that tonight, don't you?
Yeah.
He's so good. Amen. Wherefore, read.
Therefore,
God hath highly exalted him.
And gave him the name which is above every name.
Name which is above every name.
That at the name of Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
Every knee should bow. Of those in heaven. And of those on earth.
And those under the earth. Amen. Verse 11. Every tongue. Should confess to the glory of God the Father. Every knee going to bow, every tongue going to confess. Isn't that right?
Amen.
That Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Amen.
Amen.
So we that love God, we're bowing our knees now. Isn't that right? We're praying now. We're seeking God now. Hallelujah. While we've got time. Because hallelujah, it's going to come when they're not going to be able to. Amen. See, some people think that they can mess around, do everything they want to do, and get saved anytime they want to get saved. You can't do that. No, you can't do it, can you? You can only be saved when the Spirit of God drawing you. Hallelujah. If the Spirit of God stops drawing you, you can't get saved.
That's right,
man. Amen. So therefore, hallelujah, let's be flexible in the hands of God. My son, he's coming soon.
Amen.
His anointed ministry involved preaching the gospel to the poor, the meek, and the afflicted. Healing and binding up spiritually and physically sick and brokenhearted. Breaking the bonds of evil and proclaiming freedom from the sin and satanic dominion. And opening of the spiritual eyes of the lost that they might see the light of the gospel.
Amen.
And be saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. This ministry of Jesus Christ characterized Jesus Christ's ministry, and it will continue. See now, the Bible said how his ministry, first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Jesus himself, talking about the ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself began to preach the gospel, didn't he? Hallelujah. When he came down from the mountain after being tempted of the devil, Jesus went forth preaching, the kingdom of God is at hand.
Amen.
Repent. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Repent ye. Turn from your sin. Repentance is a change of mind. It's a change of heart. It's a change of direction. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So Jesus said, repent and believe. They have to repent and believe the gospel. It's only one way to be saved. Thank God. And that's through the name of Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? Acts 4:12. What? Neither is there salvation in any other. But there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
But by the name of Jesus, isn't that right? That's the only way to be saved. But people are trying to climb up some other way. Word of God says they climb up some other way. There's a thief and the robber not going to make it in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're living in the end time. Glory be to God. And God is calling his people to stand on his word, to stand firm, to believe him, trust him, obey him, to do his will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Jesus himself preached the word of God. And we're preaching that same gospel. Isn't that right? And the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul, he said it this way. He said, though we are angels from heaven, preach unto you any other gospel than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Let him be accursed. It's not the one true gospel,
amen.
But if we change our minds and start preaching something else, or if an angel comes from heaven and don't preach this gospel that we've preached unto, don't receive him.
Amen.
He made it strong, didn't he? Why could he make it that strong? Because it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It doesn't change. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ set forth the example.
Yes,
and the Bible said we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself being what? The chief cornerstone. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus is the chief cornerstone.
Yes.
And the apostles and prophets, thank God they laid the foundation.
Yes.
Being led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. Though we are an angel from heaven, preach unto you any other gospel. Now, but let's get into this a little bit here. When he read the scripture in Luke, let's go back to Luke 4:18-19. Luke 4:18-19. Hallelujah. Listen to what Jesus said here. Luke 4:18-19. What did he say?
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
He has anointed me
to preach the gospel to the poor.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. But didn't Jesus do all of this?
Yes.
Did he do it? When he walked there, he did all of this.
Yes.
He preached the gospel to the poor.
Yes.
He healed the brokenhearted, didn't he? He took time to do these things. He's our perfect example. To preach deliverance to the captive. Hallelujah. And he did. And recovering of sight to the blind. The blind physically and spiritually. Isn't that right? He healed some that was physically blind. Thank God. But his main object, his main thank God reason for coming was to open the eyes of the spiritually blind. Isn't that right? Yes. Isn't that right? Thank God. Because without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission. Jesus died, but he rose the third day. Amen. For our justification, we're justified. Amen. As Pastor Venable said, we're not worthy of the blood, but we're worthy through the blood. Isn't that right? Because he died, we're worthy. We're worthy. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So it says, recovering the sight to the... Read it. Read that. Come on. Preach deliverance to the captive. And recovering the sight to the blind. To set at liberty to them. Uh-huh.
He has sent me.
Uh-huh.
To heal the brokenhearted.
Yes.
To proclaim liberty to the captive.
And recovering of sight to the blind. Uh-huh.
To set at liberty those who are oppressed.
Uh-huh.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
All right. And see, he stopped right there. Jesus stopped right there. He didn't listen. When Jesus did, and it goes on to say the day of vengeance, but Jesus stopped. Why did he stop? Jesus didn't include this phrase when he quoted this prophecy, Luke 4:18-19, since the day of vengeance would not take place until the second coming. Amen?
Amen.
So hallelujah. It wouldn't take place until the second coming.
Amen.
The Lord went on reading these verses at Nazareth, stopped in the middle of the second line and did not go on to read of the day of vengeance. Thus, he rightly divided the word of truth for the year, listen to this now. Hallelujah. Right as well. By writing here. Thank you, Jesus. When I wrote it, I should be able to read it, shouldn't I? Thus he rightly divided the word of truth, for the year of vengeance is thank you, Lord. The year, I've got it now. The word of God, he rightly divided the word of truth, for the year of acceptance is the present period of grace.
Amen.
Connected with his first coming.
Amen.
And the day of vengeance, future day of wrath, connected with his second coming.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
And he closed the book and gave it to the minister.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
Jesus, he had to rightly divide. He's, what did he say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except he come by me. Only way to get to God is to come through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And people are trying, they're trying their best all kind of ways. But thank God for a church and for a pastor. Thank God that preached the truth. Thank God for God's people that love God and love each other. You know, if you're saved, you have to love, don't you? You can't be saved without loving. Amen. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You've got to love. And hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. And Jesus being that example, he was a loving father. He was a loving Jesus, wasn't he? He loved. He loved. Thank God. He saved the people that reached out to him, didn't he?
Amen.
But the ones that, those Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, those ones that hated Jesus. Amen. They hated me. Jesus said they hated me without a cause. They didn't have no cause to hate Jesus, but it's the devil. Amen. The devil is a liar and the father of a lie. And any time a person don't know the Lord and won't turn and come to the Lord, the devil's got a hold. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. Devil get chains on people. And, but we sang that song. How does that song go? By break every chain. How does it go? Power in the name of Jesus breaks every chain. Doesn't it? Break every chain. Thank God. Break every chain. If you got a chain, thank God. I'm a son that I'm some kind of addiction. If drugs, if you got a drug of addiction upon you, and if you come to the Lord, thank God and repent, turn to God, say, Lord, I want to be saved, I want to be delivered, set me free. You know, God will do it, won't he? Yes, he will. Hallelujah. See, God is faithful. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. But the word of God said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works of the dying shall be burned up. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Because we're looking for his coming, aren't we? We're looking for the coming of the Lord. This is not our home. Don't put your roots down too deep. You're passing through, is that right? Thank God we pass it through here. We pass it through here. But thank God, while we're passing through, let's make sure that we please the Lord. Let's make sure that we please the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's make sure, saints of God, that we live holy. We live pure. We keep our mind stayed upon the Lord. That thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isn't that right? And we have to trust him. He wants us to trust him. Thank God. He's faithful. As Pastor Benham talked about God's faithfulness this morning, God is faithful. He's just and holy and pure. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And he wants us to be faithful to him and to one another. Isn't that right? Thank God. We should be able to trust one another, shouldn't we? Amen. We should be able to. And true Christians can. Amen. True Christians are trustworthy. Isn't that right? Yeah. And we, you know, the Bible tells us to prefer our brothers. Isn't that right? Prefer. Well, we ought to, amen, we ought to prefer our brothers. Amen. If we got a good meal, you know, chicken, steak, and whatever, you know, a good meal there, and for brother or sister, need some help, we need to be willing. And the true love of God, you are willing. Yes. Now, my wife, my sweetheart, she give. I mean, I give too, but she give more than I do. But I ask God to help me to really get right alongside and help, you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, I used to say, and I stopped saying this, and I used to say, she thinks she got a rich husband. But now I say she got a big God, yeah. Amen. So when she comes to me, said, let's do this, you know. I said, you know, I said, you think you got a real? I stopped saying, amen. Start praying. There you go, right, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, amen. And he's great and greatly to be praised. Amen. He's faithful and holy and pure and righteous. Amen. Going back to Isaiah 61. Got some verses here we're going to read. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61. We're going to look at some verses here. Psalms 45 verse 7. Let's look at that. What does it say? Psalms 45, verse 7.
You love righteousness and hate wickedness.
Well, read the sixth verse first.
Your throne, O God, is forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of Mm-hmm. You love righteousness and hate
wickedness. Amen. He does, doesn't he?
Amen.
Better believe he does. Look at John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 32. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
John 1, verse
13. Yes.
And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove.
Uh-huh.
And he remained upon him.
So, and it was told John, the one that you see the Spirit of God descend upon and remain. Here it is, the baptized with the Holy Ghost. He knew that was Jesus. He knew that was the Son of God. So when Jesus came to John to be baptized in Jordan, John saw Jesus coming, and John looked at him and said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Isn't that right? Look, the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, he takes away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. And when he saw the Spirit of God descend upon him and remain, he knew. Thank God that there was the one that baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus is the one that baptized with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank God. He's faithful tonight, saint. Hallelujah. Let's look at. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's look at John 3, verse 34. Pretty close to that. 3, verse 34. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, we're gonna look at some more verses. We're going to look at Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2. Look at that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
The Spirit of wisdom.
All right.
The Spirit of counsel.
The Spirit of counsel.
And might.
And might.
The Spirit of knowledge.
The Spirit of knowledge.
And of the fear of the Lord.
And of the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't God good?
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Also, let's look at. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Isaiah 42, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. All right, 43:10. Isaiah 43:10.
You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me. Understand that I am he. Before me there was no God before, nor shall there be after me. I am the Lord,
uh-huh.
And besides me,
there is no Savior. Amen. No Savior beside God. Is that right?
Amen.
We have a Savior tonight. He's our Savior.
Amen.
He's our Savior. Amen. There is no other way to be saved,
amen,
but through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's faithful and true and holy and pure. Thank God. Thank God. Ephesians 1:6. That's reading why Ephesians 1:6 says what? He that had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Being confident of this very thing, he that had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He'll do it, won't he? If we need to be faithful to the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because he's calling. He's calling for a holy people tonight. Isn't that right? Holiness.
Amen.
Unto the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peter wrote and said, as it is written, be ye holy, I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy.
Amen.
It's written to be holy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be set apart from the world and set apart for God, that we can be used by God tonight.
Amen.
He want to use us, saints. He want to use us to glorify his name, to praise his name, to honor his name, to magnify his name. Amen? Yes, he does. He really does. Let's look at Matthew 3:17. Yes, all right, we had that. Amen. This is when after Jesus was baptized, how God spoke out of heaven and said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And God is well pleased with him, isn't he? You better believe it. Thank God. He's well pleased with his son. All right, let's see. I've got just a little bit more here. And I'll be finished. Now, the scriptures, I'm thinking about a verse of scripture that says when Jesus was, somebody went to Nathanael and told him, said, they felt like they had found the Messiah, the Christ, you know. You know what he said? Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And what did he say to him? Come and see. Amen. See, Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, and but you know how he went to Nazareth, didn't he? As Joseph was carrying him on, you know, God told him to go to Egypt, didn't he? You know, see, Herod tried to destroy Jesus. He tried his best to destroy Jesus, but see, you know, God's above the devils. Can't no devils? Can't no devils? You can't get nothing. Devils can't get nothing over on God. Hallelujah. And he had all those young children killed because he was full of the devil. That's the only way I can put it. It was Herod, one of Herod's the greats, one of them, that did all this killing up these children because he tried his best to get rid of Jesus. When the wise men went into Jerusalem and they was looking for, they saw this star, and they went into Jerusalem when Herod was the king. And they said, we've seen this star in the east, you know. And Herod called his astrologers, these wise men, together, didn't he? And they said, well, where was he going to be born? But they knew where he was going to be born, didn't they? They said, Bethlehem. Isn't that right? Look at Micah 5:2. What does it say? They said, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. And they knew. And so Herod said, told the wise men, said, go and search diligently. Until you find him. When you find him, you bring me word that I may come and worship him also.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Micah 5:2, what does it say? Thank you, Lord.
When in Bethlehem, he went and he prayed
to him. He prayed to him, yeah.
So you are little among the thousand of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, who's going forth of old, from everlasting.
Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah said, unto us a child is born.
Mm-hmm.
He said, is born. And it was, what, a lot of years, what, about 700 and some years, I think, He said, a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Is. Why could he say is? Because when God says something, you can just say, that's it. Isn't that right? That sells it. That's it. That sells it. When God says something, it sells it. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. That's some mighty broad shoulders, but he got them. Isn't that right? And his name shall be called, what? Wonderful. Counselor. The mighty God. The everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his governing peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. Henceforth, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Child is born, son is given. Hallelujah. Because God said it, so we can ask a question. Tell me who?
Nobody
do this. Because we have the only true God, the one true God, the holy, our holy Father. He's holy, he's pure and just and righteous. Thank God. And he's a saving God. He wants to save, doesn't he? He wants to save. And he is saving souls, those that would come to him. Amen. So let's be faithful to the Lord, saints. Let's be faithful to him. Let's trust him and love him and obey him. Amen. Because he's coming soon. But what is God coming for? What is Jesus coming for? Amen, amen. That's what he's coming for. But he's coming after people that's looking for him too. And we're supposed to be looking for him. So let's don't get things too. Don't get wrapped up too tight on things here on this earth. Amen. And don't hold nothing in your hand so tight. See, God can pry it open, can't he? I believe he can. But God wants us to, he wants us to be loving and kind and giving. Doesn't he?
Amen.
Yes, he does. Amen. He wants us to love one another. He said, love one another as I have loved you. And he set the perfect example for you and me. So let's follow his steps, all right? Each day, let's follow his steps. Let's seek his face diligently. Out of a pure heart, being firm, sincere, and sound in the faith, and obeying his voice each day. Let's continue to pray that God will bring our families in. And God going to do it. How many of y'all know that? God going to bring out, he going to bring our loved ones in. Not only our loved ones, but let's continue to pray for the neighborhood here, that God would go out into this neighborhood and draw them in by his spirit.
Yeah.
Amen? That's what it's going to take, to draw them in by his spirit. And you know, Pastor Benham was saying this morning about how the church that he went to, When he was little, they prayed. They had service 7 days a week, but they was praying. The people was praying. The people was praying, and he touched on prayer, answered prayer. God answers prayer. He answers prayer. When we, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we need to pray every day. We need to make time. We need to carve out some time for prayer. Don't we? You better believe it. Hallelujah. We want to see revival? Let's get to praying. Let's get to praying. Let's get to repenting of the thing we need to repent of and praying, praying, and praying daily, being faithful to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. God, have mercy upon us tonight, Lord. Have mercy upon us tonight, Lord. Have mercy upon me, my household, Lord. God, just help us, Lord, to turn to you with our whole heart, God. To be faithful and true to thee, Lord. Oh, my Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for our pastor and his family, Lord. Save them to the utmost as his children need to be saved, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless all the saints here, Lord. And all the saints all over the world. Bless your people, Lord. Help us to love thee and to love one another and to do your will, Lord God. Help us to continue in your word and to be faithful to you, Lord. For you're sure faithful to us, Master. Thank you for victory, God, in the name of Jesus. Saints, continue to pray. Pray for me that And I pray for my wife and I, my sweetheart and I, that we'll really seek the Lord and do His will, and that we'll know His will. You know, we need to know God's will, don't we? Amen. And if we seek God, we can know His will for our lives. Amen. We want to know His will. Because a lot of times you can make mistakes and things that you regret, you know. So this year we don't want to do that. We really want to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord before we get into it. We need to pray about everything, don't we? Amen. We really do. Not worry about anything, but pray about everything that God wants us to do. Amen. May God bless you tonight. May God bless you tonight. May the Lord bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God have mercy.